listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hello. This is Dr. Laura Presley, and I'm sitting in for Mark Anderson today, this Monday, April 8th. And we have a lot to talk about in Texas. I'm calling you and talking to you from Austin, Texas. One of the things that's very important going on right now in the Texas legislature, for almost 20 years now, Texas has gone without a paper trail for elections. And I'll tell you what, guys, Texas is ground zero for this presidential election coming up in 2020 and the primaries coming up in March in 2020. And we are watching it play out right this moment in Texas, down in Austin, where the capital is. There is a bill that has been almost 20 years in the making that's going to be on the Senate floor, the Texas Senate floor, either this afternoon or tomorrow. And we're going to talk today about what it took to get that bill there and what are we dealing with, why it won't, and it's being fought. There's a big, big deal going on in Austin, Texas today. And one of the things I also want to talk about today are all of the technical type of political issues that personally I've been working on for the last, I don't know, I would say 10 years, and why those have culminated to the work that I've been working on for Texas elections. Because one thing that I have found out, everybody, is that so many political issues, traction is not made unless we have honest elected officials in our city government, in our county government, in our school boards, in our state senators and state representatives. We always worry about the presidential election. But what's been happening over the last 18 years in the state of Texas is our rights, our constitutional rights, our legal rights have been whittled away because elections in this state have not been honest. And I've been working on this issue for about 4 years. I ran for the Austin City Council in Austin, Texas in 2014. And I caught the county office corrupting my election with electronic voting machines. We all have known that electronic voting, there's a problem. Where's the paper trail? Where's the paper trail to prove who actually won the count? Because I'm going to tell you one thing, guys. People are winning the vote in these elections, but they're just not winning the count. One thing Joseph Stalin said was, it doesn't matter who votes. It matters who counts the vote. In my election, I knew that the counting was off. We had done statistical analysis, and we showed it. Anybody that understands high school algebra gets it when I show them the data and the statistical analysis. It's not even complicated. Not even complicated. And if you want to learn more about my election and the data that we have showing that the electronic vote count was corrupted, you can go to PresleyForAustin.com, and we have our legal petitions on there that outline every single thing that happened. And we took our case to the Texas Supreme Court, and we prevailed. We absolutely prevailed. There was an attempt to try to sanction us for our election contest, the district court and the appeals court in Austin tried to sanction me so that no other candidate in the state would ever bring electronic voting counting issues to the forefront in a legal proceeding ever again. They wanted the sanctions to be so high that no candidate would ever do this again. And that was said in the courtroom. And I want to repeat that. In the courtroom in 2015 in Austin, it was said, we want to sanction Dr. Laura Presley so that no other candidate will ever in Texas file a lawsuit against these electronic voting machines and the counting issues as she has done. That was over 3 years ago, almost 4 years ago now. And after 4 years, we took the case to the Texas Supreme Court. And the Texas Supreme Court reversed what that district court and the appeals court had done. The appeals court confirmed and checked the box of what the district court had done and said, yes, let's sanction Dr. Presley. Let's sanction her some more if she ever goes to the Texas Supreme Court and tries to appeal this. We decided to go to the Texas Supreme Court, and the Texas Supreme Court 2 months ago validated that the district court in Austin abused its discretion, and that's a very high bar legally. Any lawyers that are listening, y'all know that. And they said that the appeals court erred in affirming that abuse of discretion. So here we are, 4 years later, we're at the Texas Senate floor today hearing a bill that will provide a paper trail for the state of Texas that we have not had for almost 20 years. My dear friend Bill Still, good friend of mine, many of you probably listened to his report. He has on his website right now, on his YouTube, the alert that we have for Texas. Call your state senator. If you live in Texas, you call your state senator today. You cannot wait. This is an urgent call to action. You call your state senator and say, support Senate Bill 9 and the amendments from Senator Hall. Senator Hughes and Senator Hall, state senators in the state of Texas, are absolute angels on this earth. And we are here to support them. We are here to tell the story that needs to be told about the corruption of a Texas elections. For 20 years almost, we have not had a paper backup in this state, and today is the day on the Senate floor. We have some state senators that are trying to block this bill, and you ask why? Why would any legislator who represents the people of Texas want to block a paper trail? It is mind-boggling. But you know why. If you have a paper trail in Texas for elections, you can't steal the election. You can't corrupt the count. Where Stalin said is what matters most. It doesn't matter who votes. It matters who counts the vote. We have a lot of issues here in the state of Texas with people who are voting illegally. And that's a big issue. But Stalin said that's only one part of the equation. He said focus also on a very important part, those who count the vote. And if we don't have a paper trail in Texas, the country is going to be lost in 2020. Because I predict that the presidential election of Donald Trump, re-election of Donald Trump, is going to depend on what happens in Texas. The battleground is Texas. We are ground zero. So many election fraud issues are going on around the country. What we can do is control our own backyard. And I want to ask everyone listening who lives in Texas, you call your state senator and you ask them, support Senate Bill 9, support a paper trail in Texas. And if they don't support it, ask them why. And tell them they're on your radar to be replaced their next election. Either by hook or crook, we are going to replace those senators. We're going to get the word out of those people who do not support a paper trail in this state, because it's very telling if they don't. If they don't, there's a big, big flag there. So over the last 4 years, this has been a godsend challenge to myself. I have been all over the state of Texas. Probably I've given about 280 presentations in the last 3 years on what happened to me in Austin. And what I learned is that this is going on all over the state of Texas. It's not just Travis County. It's going on in Dallas County. It's going on in Harris County. I've been told that the error messages on the main counting computer, where all the votes are tabulated on election night. Remember, that's what Stalin said. He said, "Matters where, who counts?" The main counting computer that counts all the votes cannot be trusted. We have seen error messages. We have seen audit logs of these main computers that prove shenanigans are going on at the counting computers. When I learned this 4 years ago, I have to tell you, I got sick at my stomach. When I found the statistical pattern in my election and we got the logs of the main computer in Travis County, I have to say, I was nauseous. I felt like I had touched the devil. Because what was being revealed to me was the truth of what's really been going on for almost 20 years. It is just unprecedented. I don't know how many of the listeners have ever seen the movie, The Big Short. It's a very good movie. It's a movie about the 2008 subprime real estate crash and how there was one guy, a data technician guy, very kind of Asperger's-like. He was monitoring data about the 2008 mortgage industry. Actually, it was in the 2006-2007 range when he was looking at the data. And he was looking at it. He was saying, "Hey, this thing's going to crash. It's easy. I can see the numbers. I can see it. I can predict it." And this movie, The Big Short, is all about the data was always there if anybody would just look. And over the last 4 years, this has been the story around the state of Texas. The data has always been there. We've always known we cannot trust electronic voting. We've always known that there's been something in our gut that says there's a problem, but we just didn't know how it was going to be done, how it is being done. When we started asking for the backup records for elections all across the state, Harris County, Houston, Texas, Dallas County, San Antonio, El Paso, Austin, the data was always there if anybody just knew to look. The main counting computers show it. So here we are now. We know it's an issue. There's no question anymore that stuff can be hacked. There's no question. If anybody still has a question, they're not paying attention. They need to go plug in somewhere because they're not on. Hacking happens in Texas. We have proof of it. So we need a paper backup. We need the paper records so that candidates can go back and say, "You know what? My polls showed me winning at 55%, but I just didn't win the count. Just didn't win the count. The count shows I got 45%. There's a 10% difference. That doesn't work, guys. That doesn't work. I've been a candidate. I've run a professional campaign. I know how the polls work. I know what the data should look like. And it doesn't work." So we've known this is going on. There's no question. We're past that. We're past the point of hacking when there's no paper trail. I mean, it's shocking to imagine that, you know, you would go deposit money in a bank and you wouldn't get a receipt. You wouldn't get proof, time, date, stamp, and actually a confirmation number that proves the money that you put in the bank. It's simple as that. And we have state senators in the Texas legislature that do not want a paper trail. So who are these people? Who are these people? Are they never Trumpers? Are they rhinos? Who are they? Why would they want this? Why would they not want a paper trail? Well, that's where you come in. We're asking that you call your state senators and ask them where they stand and put them on notice. So today we're going to be talking more and more about Texas elections and what we can do about them. And if anybody wants to call in, I would love to hear people call in. Let's talk about this. Let's have a debate. If there's anybody that believes in electronic voting without a paper trail is a good idea, I would love to talk to you. I would just, that would be just a joy. And people that want to call in and say, yes, I've called my state senator and this is what the state senator said, we'd love to hear from you. So the call's going out here in Texas, because I'll tell you what, every state senator in Texas affects every single person in the state of Texas. And actually, they're going to now affect everybody in the country. Because if Texas does not... We got a caller. I would love to hear from that caller. Yes. Okay, who is it? Say it again. Who is it? Nancy. All right. Hey, Nancy. This is Dr. Laura Presley. How are you? Hello, Nancy, can you hear us?
Yes.
There we are. How are you?
What am I supposed to say? Yes, I'm here.
Okay, yeah. Well, you have a question or you have a comment about elections in Texas?
Well, I was going to talk to the lady that's on the radio.
Yeah, that's me and Dr. Laura Presley.
Okay, Laura. Well, it doesn't seem to be like you're on there. Anyway, I used to live in Austin, and when I figured out what was going on down there, I was literally sick, just like you said you were.
Yes. Absolutely. And so you don't live in Austin anymore?
No, I'm up in the Panhandle now, up in the Texas Panhandle.
And oh, wonderful. Who's your state senator? I think it's probably Kel Seliger. Is that your state senator?
Kel Seliger, I think.
I think that's him, yes. So, yeah,
Go ahead.
Yeah, I really would encourage you to call him today, because what's going on the Texas Senate floor is that there's a few senators refusing to bring it to the forefront and bring it to the floor, and one of them is State Senator Joan Huffman from Houston. Houston is
okay.
One of the largest customers of one of the vendors who is an electronic voting vendor, okay? And you have to wonder why she does not want a paper trail in Texas. So we're asking all the other senators to suspend the rules and bring the bill to the floor so we can get a vote. So I beg you, my dear Nancy, please call Kel Seliger's office in Austin today, if you can.
Okay.
You can look him up on the internet, and Bill Still has, do you know who Bill Still is?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, Bill Still did a report this morning on his YouTube, and he's got the list of all of the state senators, and I recommend that everybody go on Bill's website and look at that.
Yes.
And call every senator, because here's the deal, Nancy. No matter what happens in the Panhandle or what happens down in Corpus Christi, Texas, we're all dependent on a trustworthy election system for our national elections. And Donald Trump's election is on our shoulders right now, today, in April 2019. So I beg you, please call Kel Seliger and go to Bill Still's site. And I'll try to get the list posted to the Republican Broadcasting Network also, and we'll talk more. Do you want to talk more after the break? Let's keep her on after the break.
No, well, if you want to, no, it's okay.
Okay, thank you,
Nancy. I know Bill Still. Thank you very much.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Laura Presley standing in and sitting in for my dearest friend, Mark Anderson. And I'm calling in here from Austin, Texas, the crux of election integrity efforts for the state of Texas and our country. Texas is one of the most important states with regards to its electoral votes for the national elections. And within Texas, we have all types of issues, illegal immigration. We've got abortion issues here in the state of Texas, and we are ground zero for what's going to happen in 2020. So I'm happy to be back. And we just spoke with Nancy from, she lives up in the panhandle of Texas, and we're trying to get everybody in Texas to call their state senator's office and say, please support Senate Bill number 9. That's the election integrity bill for the state of Texas. We've been waiting on this bill for 20 years. We are doing God's work, and there's no question about that. We are absolutely doing God's work. We need your prayers for true and honest elections in the state of Texas, and we will get true and honest elections in Texas if we and when we stand up for them. And today is the day. Today is the absolute day. This is a perfect day to be talking about this. So one of the things we were talking about in the previous segment is on the Texas legislature floor right now, there are attempts to bring a bill that will support a paper trail in Texas in multiple ways, a paper ballot as a backup for when there's contests or elections, and that you see a paper ballot when you go to the polling location. You see the votes that you chose, and you put that into an electronic scanner that tabulates the vote, and that paper ballot goes as an election record in case there's any issues, in case there's any questions that the count was wrong, the electronic count was wrong. There's another piece of this legislation. It's called Senate Bill 9 that it's on deck right now on the Texas Senate floor. We're trying to bring that bill to the floor. There's a couple of senators who have blocked the bill from going to the floor, and we're asking for a vote to suspend the rules from the committee that will not release the bill to go onto the floor. And this is what we're asking support from everybody in the state of Texas, because as Texas goes, so does the country. We are ground zero for 2020 elections. We've got to have honest and secure elections, because if we don't have that, what do we have? I want to ask you that. What do we have if we don't have honest elections by the people, who the people have chosen? Because the people, us, when our representatives, we have a representative form of government in this country. We have a republic of laws. That's what we have in the United States of America. When our elections are not honest and true, we cannot throw the bums out. So we're stuck with them. And I want you to think about this. Have you ever heard of a city council member, a county commissioner, a state senator, a state representative, a congressman, or a U.S. senator that just doesn't listen to his voters, doesn't listen to the people? Maybe they know we don't matter. Maybe they know they're going to win even without us supporting them. That's the issue. We see this all over. And we're about to stop that in Texas. We're about to address that with this bill that's on the Senate floor. We want to get it, and we want to vote on that bill. So we're asking everybody in the state of Texas, call your state senator. Call them today and say support a paper trail for Texas. Support a backup record for that vote. Support a tape that's printed when the polls close on election night of what the results were at that polling location. It's called a results tape. This is the sticking point, apparently, down there in the legislature. Some senators don't want there to be a tape of the results at the polling location before that fancy schmancy electronic equipment leaves the building and goes down to the county office. We want the results tape. It's guaranteed by law. Texas Election Code 66.022. Look it up. Don't trust me. Look it up. We want the law to be followed. What's happening in Texas right now, the Texas Secretary of State is waiving law, which is unconstitutional. This bill that's on the Senate floor will stop the unlawful waivers by a bureaucrat who's an agent of the Secretary of State's office in Texas. I want you to recall the Judge Roy Moore election issues in Alabama. If you recall, it was a Secretary of State that was doing some of the funny business. And that got pointed out by the mainstream media. Well, here in Texas, it's the same formula. The Texas Secretary of State's office somehow believes they don't have to follow law, and they can tell counties to ignore law. In my lawsuit in Austin, we had the county clerk on the witness stand, and we asked her, why are you not following law? Why are these backup records, these paper backup records, not there? And we're going to come back in just a minute, and we're going to tell you what she said. And it was going to make a little surprise here what she said. So hang with us on the next segment.
The simple smile, such platonic eye, how they drown in incomplete capacity. Strangers thought them all when the fear it calls, how we drown in stylistic audacity. Charge the common ground.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Out of the schoolyard, waiting for the world's applause. Rebel without a conscience, martyr without a cause. Static on your frequency.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Laura Presley. I'm here in Austin, Texas, and I am standing in for my dear friend, Mark Anderson, and thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. We'd love to talk to anybody that is interested in calling in, so please call in, and we would really, really like to talk to you about election issues in Texas, things you've seen. Have you been an election judge? Have you been to the polls? Have you ever been a watcher at the central counting station in one of the counties in Texas? We would love to talk to you. So, thank you for listening, and thank you for being here today. We're in a very important stage of our history in the state of Texas. We have the very first election integrity paper trail bill that's going to be heard on the state Senate House floor today, the Senate floor today. And we're asking every listener in Texas to please call your state senator and say, support Senate Bill number 9. We've got The future of Texas is in our hands right in this very moment. We are here for a moment such as this, everybody. We are. We have to stand up. Honest and true elections are going to happen when we stand up. When we stand up. All the Lord asks is that we stand up and be counted. That's all he asks that we do. He says, ask and it shall be received. We are asking for the honest and fair elections in this state. Texas is going to be ground zero for the 2020 elections. The re-election of Donald Trump is going to come down, and you mark my words, this is a prediction. Texas is going to be the one to break a tie. It's going to be the one to make the difference. And I'll tell you one thing, the left, the far, far hard left has got Texas in their sights right this minute. And here we are. We're at a point in our history of our country and of our state. Because as Texas goes, so goes the country. I was talking about before the break, my election. I ran for city council in Austin, Texas, and caught Travis County corrupting my election with electronic voting machines. And I was talking about the Texas Secretary of State that somehow thinks the agent, there are agents, lawyers, bureaucrats in the Texas Secretary of State's office that believe that they can waive law, election laws in the state of Texas. Well, this is not the first time we've heard of a Texas Secretary of State not holding to the letter of the law. We saw this in the Judge Roy Moore election in Alabama. And the Texas Secretary of State was at the crux of all the issues that were going on there. We also saw that in Florida. Texas Secretary of State, well, there's a pattern here. I'll say my background is computer technology. I have 4 patents on computer technology and 4 U.S. patents. I spent 17 years in the semiconductor industry as an engineer, and a manager of engineers in the U.S. and all over the world, in Europe, in Asia, in Japan, in China, Singapore, in Malaysia. So I've worked with data mining on how computer chips don't operate. When the computer chips fail, there's a reason. And they can't talk to you like a person and say, hey, this is why I'm not feeling good. The computer chips, you have to look at all data from all many sources to figure out why that computer chip didn't work. And so that was my training, and that was my work over 17 years. And so I'm really good at data mining, really good at looking at data. Well, it was obvious to me in my election in Austin that there was a problem. So we filed a lawsuit, and we had the county clerk sitting on the witness stand in one of our trials. And we asked the county clerk in Austin, Texas, Travis County, why did you not follow law? Why do you not have the paper backup records that are guaranteed under the Texas Election Code? We're a government here, and the government's supposed to follow its own rules, supposed to follow its own laws that the people in the legislature have put up. And the response from the county clerk was, and brace yourselves, well, that's not the final law. That's what she said on the witness stand. And I have to tell you, the judge was about freaking out when she was saying this. Because here, you've got a county clerk here who's taken an oath to uphold the Constitution and the laws of the state. And she's saying, well, the law is not the final law. And we said, well, wait a minute, what's the final law? My lawyer was a really good lawyer. He asked her that. And she said, well, we get dispensation letters from the Texas Secretary of State's office. And we were like, wait a minute, you think? Do you? And so my lawyer asked her, and you have to just be there to see this, man. I mean, the judge was just, he was wringing his face in his hands. I mean, it was just like, oh, my gosh, she's going to say it. And so we got a call. Okay, let me finish this story, and then we'll bring the caller back in. So the judge is wringing his face in his hands, And my lawyer asked her, do you think the Texas Secretary of State can tell you not to follow law? And she said, yes, they can. Well, that was news, guys. Nobody in the state knew that that was going on. Nobody knew it. And that's what's happening. So, yes, let's listen to the, let's bring in the caller. Yeah. Okay, Sherry in Kansas.
Love to have, love, hello.
How
hello,
are
Dr.
you?
Presley.
Hello. How
okay.
are you?
Okay.
What do you got for us?
Well, I started following this a long time ago as far as computerized voting. And you really, I'm just cheering you on in the background. I'm glad you had the cojones to do this.
You're so precious. Thank you.
I remember when I was looking into this that someone, you know, said that early on, a lot of the people that sat on these boards for the, you know, these computerized voting machines had ties to the CIA. And I don't know if you would know anything about this, but I'm just telling you that's what I heard now. I didn't go into it enough to really verify that, but, you know, I was listening to a lot of different shows. And I remember the deal, I think his company was ES&S back in several years ago, that the first time that, I think his name was Chuck Hagel, he was a senator, U.S. senator from Nebraska, first time he got elected, he had ties to that company that owned the voting machines here in Nebraska.
Yes, and, you know, there have been a lot of kind of follow-the-money trails, my dear, that have, a lot of people have gotten into the depths of that. And I'm going to tell you, it's a big issue, because anybody that owns this stuff, there's only a few of these companies around the country. There's only a few of them. And that should make everybody concerned, number one. Number two, we're not ever going to be able to, in my personal opinion, get to who really owns it and who's driving the bus, okay, because it's so convoluted. What we can do and what our power is, what we do with it. So let me ask, in Kansas, do you guys have a paper trail for your voting? Do you have a paper
oh,
trail?
Oh, no.
See, there you go. See?
Well, in
yeah. It's a mess.
You,
there are many states that do. Go ahead.
You said something on another interview I was listening to you on, and you said that only people that run for election have the ability to challenge.
Yes,
so
that's correct.
When there's a bond issue, nobody can challenge it if that's the only thing on the election, right?
Well, bond issues are a little different. It depends on the state. The bond issues can be brought. Standing does exist for voters on the bond issues. Now, when there's a candidate running, there's a person running for a race, a specific elected position, only the candidate in Texas has the standing to challenge. And so we've got to put the pressure. You know, we're so worried about illegal voters. We've got to point our fingers to the candidates and say, candidates, you start pointing the finger to the illegal voters in your election, because maybe you actually won. You won the vote, but you just didn't win the count. So bonds are different. Bonds, the voters do have standing.
Oh, they do? PACs, okay.
They do. And I think PACs, political action committees, who have opposed the bonds, I think they potentially have standing. So bonds are a little bit different. Bonds are a little bit different. The candidates are the ones that have standing to challenge those contested races. So tell me about, so Kansas. So in Kansas, you don't have a paper trail. There's about 35 states in the country that do have a paper trail, and I guess Kansas is not one of them. So that's a big issue. That's a big issue because we know stuff can be hacked. We know it. We know it. And so what do we do about it? That's the question. What do we do? Is there anybody in Kansas that you know, my dear, that's working on election integrity and trying to get a paper trail in Kansas?
I don't personally, but I wanted to bring something up, and this is a little bit different issue, but I think you should actually maybe want to check in it or get somebody who works with you to check into it. It's something that Ralph Winterode, who is also a host on this network, has said about the citizenship issue. And you know how when you go in, they say, are you a U.S. citizen? Well, that is a status. And he says since the 1993 Voting Act that none of us really are voting for our local and state officers as a citizen of that state. And that they are really just, you know, and this probably has something to do with, you know, what they're debating there in the Texas legislature, that you know, because of things that happened a long time ago before we were born, that our states are just vassals. They're not the several states anymore. They're just the state of the United States. And, you know, if you've been reading laws, you know that language is everything.
It is everything. And so I'm not familiar with that. What I do see in Texas is I've worked with multiple candidates in the state that we have proved to them and shown them that their elections were, the results were not accurate based on their polls, based on other evidence that we've gathered. And the candidates will not stand up. So the candidates do have legal standing to bring these challenges in a court of law. And my belief is if the court of law is the place to do it, especially in Texas. I won in the Texas Supreme Court, and it took me going there to get justice. So what happens when candidates don't stand up? Then fraud just waltzes across the country. Judge Roy Moore didn't stand up. He knew his election was stolen. I'll give you another example. Bernie Sanders knew his election was stolen from Hillary, by Hillary. He didn't stand up. We knew Florida, this last election in November of 2018, we knew there were many issues in Florida. Not one candidate stood up.
Well, and you would think Judge Roy Moore, heck, he was head of the Alabama Supreme Court at one time.
Exactly. I know it. He did not stand up. I was on phone calls with his staff, with his team, and they would not do it. Okay? It's shocking. We voters give them money. We block walk. We phone bank. We give them money. And they don't have the courage to stand up when it matters. It's shocking. And I tell you, here's what I think. We ought to be pointing the fingers at the cowardly candidates instead of the illegal onesie-twosie voters, because the candidate has the job to go point out why their elections were stolen.
Well,
we've got to put the pressure on the candidates.
Deanna Spingola, who's another host on this network, she told the story, and she lives in the Chicago area, and this was a few years back, but she was like a precinct chairman or something, or maybe just on the committee or something, but she spoke out. You know, she had more conservative views, and she spoke out of something, and they decided that they didn't like her politics or something, and she was gone in a month.
Absolutely, but you know what?
She
has no power. Let me just tell you something. She has no power. The candidates have the power. So either she's going to run for office and do something herself, because the money will be there. The money will be there. Voters want candidates to stand up. When the candidates' polls show them winning and the count just didn't get it right, that's an opportunity. And I'll tell you a story here in Texas. There was a county, Dallas County. Dallas, Texas is one of the second largest voting population in the state. We worked with multiple candidates, showed them there were issues in their races. I had a guy who's in charge of a national PAC call me. He said, Laura, my candidates in Dallas that we gave $100,000 to, our polls show them winning. What the heck happened? And I said, yes, their polls showed them winning too, but they just didn't win the count. He goes, why are the candidates not standing up and challenging? And I said, because they're not going to do it. He says, I'm never going to give another penny to any candidates in Dallas County again. It's shocking.
Laura, I'm going to let
you
go.
We'll be back. So, my dear, thanks for the call. We've got to jump, but thank you. We'll be back in just a minute.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, hello, everybody. We're back. This is Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Dr. Laura Presley sitting in for Mark Anderson, the famous, the wonderful, the angel on this earth, Mark Anderson. Really grateful to have been able to talk today to his audience, his dedicated audience, about election integrity across the country and in the state of the great state of Texas, where I was born and raised. I'm a Texas girl. I've been here for 56 years now, and this is heaven, but we got to keep it that way. It's only heaven if we can keep it. Only heaven if we can keep it. So we appreciate the callers. Thank you for all the great ideas and the inputs. And, you know, guys, it really is a paradigm shift when we worry so much about illegal voters showing up to the polls. When Joseph Stalin said, it doesn't matter who votes, it matters who counts the vote. Because I'm going to tell you something. All of the illegal voters that are voting in the primaries or the general elections or whatever, they're getting their votes stolen too. We think a lot of illegal voters are coming in and voting in these elections, and they could be. They could be. But imagine the primaries. Let's say the Democrat primary, and you've got a bunch of illegal voters showing up. How are they being picked? Which candidate are they picking in the primary? Why is it that the far left, hard left, Marxist, communist candidates are coming out of those primaries? Does that make any sense to anybody? How come, where are the moderate Democrats? Where are the conservative Democrats coming out of these primaries? Because I'm going to posit that all the illegal voters that are supposedly voting, they're stealing their vote too, so that we have the most hard left, the most hard Marxist, the most hard socialist, the most hard communist candidate coming out of that primary for the general. So think about it that way, and it matters who counts the vote. That's what matters, guys. And I'm here to help. There's several states in this country that have a paper trail. God bless them. Texas right now is working on that. We're working on having a paper trail across the state because, as I've said today before, Texas is going to be ground zero for the 2020 election. And anybody in Texas, please call your state senator today and tell them you support Senate Bill 9, a paper trail for Texas elections. Because if we don't have that, we don't have a state. We don't have a country. It is up to us. We have to stand up. We have to stand on our feet and not be on our knees and be a victim. The Lord does not want us to be a victim. The Lord is not happy with the deceit we're under in these elections, and we're under massive deceit. It's up to you guys. So grateful for the Republic Broadcasting Network. And Mark Anderson, I'm Dr. Laura Presley. Until next time, God bless you and God bless Texas. God bless America. Thank you.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-973-7425.
928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.